Hi, Dustin. I'm sorry I missed your call. I didn't get there in time.
Playing a little phone tag, huh?
Well, I was sorting through some trade magazines and looking at all the beautiful jewelry, and somehow my phone got in that stack. I'm hearing it ringing. I'm like, where is that?
Yeah, I had to cut you short last time. I had some people calling in, so.
Oh, hey, you don't ever have to apologize. Just say, I gotta go and hang up.
So what are you doing right now? You're paying bills?
No, just sorting through, putting up the Christmas tree, throwing out magazines I haven't read,
A little cleanup.
Yeah, always that.
There you
We
go.
have too much stuff, yeah. But trying to get ready for Christmas, trying to make it look festive. I like Christmas.
You guys sell the Arizona house yet?
No, they had a they say the problem down there with selling houses is it's taking about 90 days to sell a house. And I'm like, what? Everywhere else it's, better than that. And they said they have such an overbuild of new houses, and the developers that built those new houses are big developers, and they're offering their own mortgage rates and their loans at 3.5% for their houses. So people are not looking at the used houses that are, traditional mortgage rate if they go to a bank. So that's really hurting the existing houses.
Right, see.
So I'd be sad anyway. I don't really want to sell it.
Must be nice.
But
Might have to move out west then. Holy crap. You can't, the house don't even last a week on the market here.
yeah, and it is slower in Spokane, but what is the average price for a house there?
I'd say 180.
Really? No wonder they're flying out of there.
That's
Holy
no, oh,
smokes.
average? No, that's lowest. Average, probably 300.
That's low around here. Yeah.
What's average out there?
Well, I'm thinking closer to 400 is an average house. It's kind of high. I'm
I
surprised.
mean, but that's
You
like
always
the
think
new,
of
that's like the new average though, is like 300. Like, I mean, like my buddy's house just sold for 300 and it was 2 bedroom, 1 bathroom. I mean,
wow. Yeah.
so I
Well,
don't know.
here, 2 bedroom, 1 bath would be considered a small house in Spokane,
Yeah,
and
see? Yeah.
that would go less. Yeah, because ours down there is 4 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Right.
But we really don't need 2 houses. It's so nice, that nice weather, but it's the taxes. You've got taxes, HOA, utilities to pay even if you're not there, landscaper at $100 a month, and
Right.
it's time to simplify. Yeah,
Yeah, I don't blame you.
but
I mean, that's what you, that's everywhere. I mean, I don't even know, the craziest market is, I mean, I don't know, New York, it's the places up north, like even you guys, Washington, but you guys are, on the West Coast, so I don't know. It's just
yeah.
markets everywhere, honestly.
They need to get those interest rates dropped a bit and get things moving better
Yeah.
around here.
When will
Yeah.
you do you guys ever go over to the ocean, like drive out down to the beach?
Yeah, it takes about 4 hours to get over there, 'cause we're
Not
right
terrible.
by the. Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, we go over there once in a while. Usually we go to the Good Guys event over there, which is a big hot rod event every August or July.
Now, will you
And
guys go there and stay a night, or will you guys go and like come back that same day?
no, we usually stay the weekend because it's a whole weekend thing at the
Oh, okay.
fairgrounds kind of thing. Yeah. Well, they have like over 2,000 hot rods there. It's a fun time.
Oh, I'm sure it
Yeah.
is.
Yeah, and then they close the fairgrounds like at 5 in the afternoon to the public, because the public can go pay to go in and look at all the cars. And they close it to the public, and you just cruise around the fairgrounds, and sometimes it gets kind of crazy. it's fun. But we had a bed and breakfast over there that was our favorite place to stay, and they became really good friends of ours. and then they sold it, and the people that bought it didn't leave it as a bed and breakfast, and so we lost our place to stay. And to try and find a place to stay that same weekend every year, because people book for the next year, they, you know, they don't let their room go, and we don't have a place to stay.
Yeah.
So we haven't gone for a couple of years. And if you hear somebody canceling, oh, they'll let you know, hey, I'm going to cancel, I can't go, then you grab their hotel room. Yeah. Hot rods are a big deal around here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mostly, a lot of it's our fault, too. Building cars for people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I called you back, I'd asked for an extension number or something. What's your extension number?
If you ever were to call me just to chat or you needed something, you'd dial extension 133.
Oh, 133, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't like to bother you, so.
Yeah, no, you're good.
So what are your hobbies?
My hobbies really, honestly, it's... My hobbies usually are summer oriented.
Yeah.
I like being out on the water, going on the jet ski, surfing, you know, just the you know, just the summer things. And then, you know, this winter, the next couple of weeks we'll head up about an hour or so away. It depends what, you know, mountain we want to go to. We'll go snowboarding.
Yeah.
Other than that, like when winter time hits, it's more of just like a go home. Maybe go to the gym or turn on a TV show kind of guy. You know, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really keeping myself busy with something every day, which it would be cool, but you know, I gotta find something.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the four seasons where, you know, it makes it more special than having it, like going down to Arizona. I don't think I could live there all year long because it gets so hot in the summer and people just stay in their houses or.
Right.
Air conditioned work or whatever. Yeah, it is so hot, and I don't think you can really get used to 112 degrees every day.
No, you can't. And, like, you know, I always see these. You know, I got a couple friends that live, you know, down south in Florida and a few in California. And
yeah.
Like, when I talk to them, they're like, yeah, man. Like if I'm talking to them in, like, January or December, like, you know, one of the winter months, they'll tell me, they're like, yeah, we just can't wait for summer. I'm like, what are you talking about? You can't wait for summer. It's summer every day. It's summer every day where you are. I'm sitting in 5 feet of snow right now. What are you talking about? You can't wait for summer. Go to the beach.
Exactly.
You're allowed
to. Yeah. Yeah, I saw the weather report for the East Coast, and over there it's like storms, winter storms right now. And
yeah.
We do have snow, but it wasn't really a storm. It just dropped overnight. It's really pretty. And it's cold, but not too cold, you know. And when we left Arizona, it was like in the 80s, and it was beautiful. And there, you know, that's their fall and winter. It's like, but I heard it was going to be 69 today was going to be the high. So, that, you know, they think that's freezing cold.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
I like all the
What
TV.
Do you know again? I got someone dialing me again.
Okay, later.
All right, I'll let you run.
Okay, bye.
Bye.